This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The demand for experienced brewers is high in the craft beer industry. In response, Cincinnati State Technical and Community College has launched the region's first college degree program in brewing. The two-year associate degree in brewing science is part of the Midwest Culinary Institute and was designed with extensive input from brewing industry leaders about the need for more skilled labor. Here to discuss the degree program and the business of brewing are Carla Gazelle Streeter, chair of the Cincinnati State's Brewing Science Department, Mad Tree Brewing Company head brewer Ryan Blevins, and Rheingeist director of brewing operations Cole Hackbarth. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Cole, Ryan, and Carla, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks a lot.
Tell me how big the beer industry is getting in Cincinnati, especially in terms of craft beer. Ryan, do you want to start off on that?
It's getting crazy big. There's a new brewery seems to be opening every week. I can't keep them on straight anymore. I mean, we've had the 4 years we've been in business, we've had crazy growth. You know, I mean, as you've seen with our expansion, our new brewery and stuff like that, just we're not slowing down anytime soon. The city isn't either.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cole, you seeing the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, Rheingeist has grown very fast, and I think in the 4 years that we've been around, we've seen so many other breweries open up, and the demand has not slowed at all.
Yeah. Carl, I know across the nation that there's been some leveling off of the growth in craft brewing, but it doesn't seem to be the case here in Cincinnati.
Well, and we're a little bit behind the curve on that, but we also have this great history in Cincinnati that we've not even close to where we were at our high in like 1870s. Probably by the end of the year, we may match that number, but it's still, we're growing great. And we're also home to Sam Adams, which, you know, Jim Cook put here. And we also have, not far out the road, we got Miller Coors, AB. And so we've got lots, all different sizes. Like I said, we've got the little nano breweries up to the big boys.
Yeah, you got Christian Moorline in the area.
Exactly.
And Dayton's seeing a lot of growth in this as well.
As also in northern Kentucky, Lexington, within a 100-mile radius, we have just an incredible amount of breweries.
Yeah. How much demand is there for people who have these skills?
I'll let those two.
Demand's definitely growing. You know, when we first started hiring more brewers and more employees a couple years ago, it was people who had homebrewed, you know. I mean, that's where I started. There wasn't a lot of people with a lot of experience back then. But now that as we're growing, there's more technical positions opening up, stuff like that, and we need people with education and experience to help grow with our company.
Yeah, like Ryan said, back in the day, you used to be able to get started with just homebrewing experience, and that was enough. But with as many breweries as are opening up, the competition's there. You've got to come in with a base of and know what you do, you know, what you're doing and how to do it.
Cole, how did you get started with beer? How did you get involved in the whole thing?
So like most people, I was a home brewer back in college.
Okay.
But then I found out my university had a brewing program. I went to Oregon State. So I got my bachelor's degree in brewing. And then from there, the rest is history. Been brewing professionally for about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, what about you? You said you started as a home brewer, and yep. Where did you go from there?
Straight to Mantry. You know, I met up with Kenny and Brady, the owners, when they started it, and bugged them, you know, kept bugging them, said, I'll sweep your floors if I need to. And I did. They made me sweep the floors.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was there from the beginning, and, you know, I've watched the company grow. So it's been fun.
Yeah. Carla, what about you? How did you get started in beer?
Well, I always like to go back to 1984 when I lived in the Netherlands for 6 months and learned very quickly that the two most important phrases were waar is het toilet and een pils. And I grew with a real love of what I like to call better beer. And then in 2009, my husband and I started Hoppertives, which is a local website on Cincinnati beer events mainly. And when we started, there were only 4 breweries in town and 1 brew pub. And now we're up to set almost 40 breweries and 4 brew pubs. And we just kept seeing the need there for more people. And we kept networking and meeting everybody going in. And it was, you could see that the only time you could get an experienced brewer was to hire it away from another brewery.
So it's a big deal that Cincinnati State's offering this.
It's huge. And one of the things I always like to point out, too, is we also have a 1-year certificate in brewing sales and marketing. The Beer Institute says for every 1 job in a brewery, there's 38 other jobs related to brewing. And so that certificate, the 1-year certificate, is not only for brewing to get people, breweries to have sales rep, but also you've got distributors, you've got the stores themselves, and lots of different places that need people that can go out and sell and market beer.
Yeah, and Cincinnati State's actually been offering brewing courses for several years. This is just the first time that, you've offered it as a degree program.
Right. 2 years ago, we started offering just a few classes. We started offering intro to craft beer, and then we offered sensory evaluation of beer, which is a course that's in both the certificate and the degree. Last year, the certificate was approved, and we had our first graduate this semester. And then the state approved our degree in a record time. And I do mean record time. We submitted it on March 24th, and it was approved just about a month later. And that included a 10-day public comment period. You don't have anything happen that fast.
No, it doesn't sound like anything. No, not with state government. So,
no,
so. That's pretty amazing that quickly that it was approved. How many courses are in the program?
It's 63 credit hours in the state of Ohio. It has to be below 65. And so it's a five-semester degree. And the middle semester is co-op. Experiential learning is a huge part of Cincinnati's mission. And we always want to make sure people have professional experience. And again, having been around the brewing industry, I knew summer is when they usually need more people. And so that's when our brewing degree folks will be going out on co-op.
Yeah. Ryan and Cole, how valuable is this going to be to Cincinnati's brewing industry to have this program?
I think it's going to be amazing. It's essentially free training for us. We can go out there, you know, being on the board, I can directly influence, you know, what the curriculum is and you know, what kind of brewers we're creating out of this. And as soon as they come out, we're ready to hire and they plug in easily where we're at. So I think it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, same for us. I mean, I'm super excited about it to be able to have, you know, something local like this for Cincinnati. The beer scene's great here, and that people want to get into it. And now they won't have to go out of town to go to school. It's all right here.
Yeah, you know? Carla, can you give me some examples of some of the types of courses? What are some of those?
The two that we're offering this fall are brewing technology and calculations and brewing safety and sanitation, which are really important that they're first. I've had a lot of brewers tell me that sometimes the first question they get is, tell me how much you love to clean, because there's a lot of brains about cleaning, because you need to have I don't want to say sterile, but really it is. To make the yeast happy to do its thing, you got to have, you know, no flaws there if you really want to make quality, consistent beer. And having all those courses in there that we've designed, we've worked hard with our advisory board. Both these guys are on it. And in fact, Ryan is a grad of Cincinnati State. And we get input from them. And we're also working in the fall to apply for something called the Master Brewers Association of America's recommendation status. And we've been working with them all along to say what needs to be in there. So we've got things like sensory evaluation of beer, brewing production, but they also have to take even their general ed classes we've kind of made to fit. Our wonderful chemistry department has offered to teach the fundamental chemistry class that'll be all geared toward brewing. So all the examples, all the experiments will be brewing related. And one thing that everybody said is make sure they take public speaking because they're going to need to talk, and that's important. And somebody who teaches public speaking, I loved that.
So it's a very hands-on program then.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join us. How did you go about developing the courses? I mean, how much input did you were saying you got a lot of input from all the industry people, but how much actually went into this?
A lot went into this. In 2014, I had a sabbatical from Cincinnati State to research and develop this program. And I started off by going to four different colleges, two-year programs who were around. One was Niagara College in Ontario, which is considered the best two-year program in the world. And then three schools in North Carolina who had started the year before, AB Tech in Asheville, Blue Ridge in Flat Rock, and Rockingham, which their brewing center is actually in Eden, North Carolina. And looking at all of them, seeing what they had a luxury of being able to have a few more credit hours in their degrees. So I had to figure out what did we have to cut and go from there. And then once I had a kind of a rough draft of what the curriculum would look like, I went out into every brewery that was existing at the time and said, this is what I'm thinking about doing. And what skills are the people who apply for you missing? What do we need to add? And we've kept changing and getting it ready until we got it ready to get approved both by my college and then it went to the state.
And how are the brewers reacting when you go to them with this?
Very happy. In fact, somebody else who's on the board who's not here, Scotty Hunter from Urban Artifact, did a public comment when we put the degree up for proposal, and I loved his line. It's like, we get so many applications and you just can't figure out how to interview. It's like, if somebody can come with one of these, either the degree or certificate, you're like, okay, I'll interview that one. And so that we're making their life a little easier, I hope.
Absolutely, yeah. A foot in the door is one of the hardest things to get in brewing right now. There's so many people getting into the industry, either applying for jobs at breweries or opening their own. So having a leg up is huge.
Yeah, we're going through applications all the time, and anybody has experience or education, they go straight to the top of the list. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know.
Yeah. Do you have to be a certain age, or are there certain eligibility requirements for this course?
For the jury, you have to be 21. That's for anything in our program. And I've got some people, well, like, nah. I'm like, no, you have to be 21. And to be honest, the first time I taught indoor craft beer, I had six guys between 62 and 72 in the class. So it's open to all ages over 21. And then if you're getting—
With no top end limit,
no
right?
top end. Okay. Like I said, and they were so much fun. We also talk about some physical fitness requirements. You need to be able to lift at least 50 pounds. You need to be able to push equipment that weighs at least 175 pounds. It is definitely a physically demanding job, and you need to be able to do that.
513-419-7100 to join us, and let's talk to Peter in Cincinnati. Hi, Peter.
Hi. My question is, in the wine industry, we have a sommelier training and sommelier. Is there an equivalent for the beer industry, and will there be coursework for that?
Yes, it's called Cicerone, and actually in the Intro to Craft Beer class, the students have a choice of they can either do Cicerone Certified Beer Server, and we have a relationship with the Cicerone organization, so students get $40 off their registration on that, or they can do the Master Brewers Association of America's Associate Beer Steward. And we're working on that to get them higher in levels and to go from there.
Carla, has there been any thought of incorporating not just beer but other types of brewing and distilling into the program?
That's my hope. That's my, you know, I always talk about, you know, future things I want to do. That's one in there. I really love, we're part of the Midwest Culinary Institute, but I really love to have the Midwest Beverage Institute down the line.
Okay. Again, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join us. And Peter, thanks so much for the call. Ryan, somebody who's thinking about going into brewing, what advice would you have for them?
You know, it's a hard job. You know, it's very demanding. It's long hours. You got to be ready to put in the time. And you got to be willing to, you know, step up and, you know, get the education. There's a lot of technical. There's just so much to learn. And it's a really great job. But it's definitely not for everybody, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be passionate. People want to work hard. We are all in it for the beer.
Yep.
I don't think any of us would say we're in it for the money or the fame. So.
No.
That's absolutely right.
Let's see. You were talking about the co-op earlier, Carly. What is that? Describe that to me. How does that work?
Again, co-op is something that Cincinnati State's been doing for a long time. And you may be familiar with internships, and we do some internships, but we really try to get co-ops where it's jobs that students actually get paid for, but they're in their field they're going into, whether it's accounting or engineering or now we don't have that in the healthcare because they do clinicals, but it's getting hands-on experience. And a lot of times our students who get placed as co-ops end up being hired by the companies that they're working for. And it's also just – it's a good way for students to make sure, yes, this is really what I want to do. So they have a chance to say, I've learned a lot from what's going on there. Real hands-on experience.
I'm curious about taste preferences in brewing, and maybe Ryan and Cole can talk about this some more too. Do brewers ever have distinct likes and dislikes for certain types of beers?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what you'll see a lot of breweries, you know, tend to brew specific types of beers because that's what that brewer wants to brew. I can say my taste probably change weekly. It's whatever our newest beer on draft is probably what I want that day, you know. I love all kinds of beer, you know. I'm definitely not picky.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, we're the same way at Rheingeist. We brew what we love. I personally love to brew new things and experiment. So that's usually my go-to beers, whatever's new. But I think the best brewers are the ones that's what they do. They brew what they love and what they're into.
What are some of the more popular brews right now?
obviously IPAs and really hoppy pales. Those have kind of been on trend for a long time now. The Northeast Hazy IPA is kind of the hottest new thing. Yeah, people are still digging on hops. The hop growers are coming out with new varieties every year. So there's a lot of room to play around in that space.
Yeah, and then seeing a lot of trend towards session-style beers, you know, low alcohol content, especially summertime. And then sours, too. People are starting to dig their sours.
Yeah, how many different types of beer do you make at your brewery?
I think we made 100 different recipes last year. So, you know.
So Madry, 100 different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we brew a new beer every week.
And does it change based on the season, too? Does that come into play?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Cole, what about at Rheingeist?
Yeah, we did 100 beers last year as well.
Wow.
And yeah, it's, you know, lighter, sessionable stuff in the summertime. Big, dark, barrel-aged stuff in the winter usually is more popular. So,
Carlin, and the training that the students are going to get, is part of it developing your taste for beer?
Or actually expanding your taste, I think is a better way to put it. Again, the Brew 100 class, we had somebody who came in who readily admit he was a Bud Light drinker. By the end, he's like, give me the weirdest sour you got. And so it's just getting people to open up and try new things. And also, we talk a little bit about beer pairings, what foods work best with what beers, and just giving a little more.
So kind of like wine? There's certain beers that go best with certain types of food?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's huge. And in fact, at the Summit Restaurant at Cincinnati State this fall, we'll start offering beer dinners just like we do our wine dinners.
Now, what kind of reaction have you gotten from students about this program?
Very excited. And what's really been nice, especially with, again, having the culinary program, is students who've taken our culinary certificate can take Brew 100 as elective. And so we've had several pastry students in there. And that's how we ended up with Grandma, which was the beer we did with Rheingeist, which was a oatmeal chocolate chip cookie stout.
That sounds interesting.
It's very good. And they brewed it again this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping it'll come back every winter. So, which also we had a pastry when we worked with Mad Tree, who had a pastry student, and we ended up with Windowsill, which was, this is a long one, an American Hefeweizen with rhubarb, strawberry, and ginger. And they picked out malts that actually kind of tasted like pie crust. So it was great, really good beer.
Yeah, it turned out really nice.
What is the creative process? You talked about 100 different beers for each of your breweries. How do you come up with all those different combinations and recipes?
You know, I lean on a lot of our brewers. You know, everybody gets inspiration from different things, whether it's food or just other beers they've had, you know, might spark some ideas in them and stuff like that. So we have a really good creative team. Actually, at Mantry, every single employee, whether you're a brewer or not, gets an opportunity to brew a beer. So bartenders, you know, front of the house people, they all get an opportunity to help develop a recipe, and they get their beer on tap and stuff like that.
So, Well, Cole, what about at Rheingeist?
Yeah, same thing at Rheingeist. We lean on our brew team to come up with a lot of ideas, and it's generally a combination of what's in the market right now, what are people really digging on, and, you know, from there we just kind of narrow in on a style and come up with some.
And Carla, in the course, are you going to encourage that kind of exploration and experimenting?
Oh, I'm sure they will. Like I said, I always point out, I'm not the one teaching the brewing classes. We'll be hiring somebody to do that. But yeah, that's so great. We've got a little brew system that's going in one of our kitchens. And so when you're only making like a 7.5 gallon barrel, a 7.5 gallon batch at a time, you can try new things and see what works. And really looking forward to that.
So what's your advice to somebody who's thinking about going into the brewing industry?
Definitely, you know, try it out. If you know, say if you want to try home brewing, I've been spoiled. It's like
there's a lot of work in this that people may not realize.
There's a lot of work, and I've been lucky enough that I've helped brew several times these class beers we've done, and I got spoiled working with professional equipment. So it's like, what, a hot liquor tank? There's water, the exact temperature I need. Yay! But definitely, like I said, try different things, see what works for you. And if you really want to go into brewing, one of the big things I always point out to people is, your math and science is going to be very important. So start thinking about that. And if you don't have the math and science, we always have the sales and marketing certificate. So you can still work and not worry about that math and science.
How can somebody get more information about the program?
You can go to cincinnatistate.edu and just do a search for brewing. And both of the curriculum for both those courses will come up. The degree and the certificate. And my contact information will come up, and drop me an email.
We have a link to that at WVXU.org as well. Cole, Ryan, and Carla, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Carla Gazelle-Streeter, Chair of Cincinnati State's Brewing Science Department, Mad Tree Brewing Company Head Brewer Ryan Blevins, and Rheingeist Director of Brewing Operations Cole Hackbarth.